Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
You're awfully proud of them, but here they are graduating, man. They are seniors, and they are graduating. So we are giving you the opportunity to shout them out publicly. You're so proud of them, right? If you want to do that, you can always hit us up and leave a message at 404-951-1360. Or if you get the Burt Show app, we have a feature on there now. It just has a microphone on it. You just leave a voice note, and we can play that as well, but you have to download the Burt Show app. So here's our latest round of senior shout-outs.
Hi, I want to give a shout-out to my nephew, Javian Salters. He's graduating from Stratford High School in Goose Creek, and then he's going to Brevard College. Congratulations. This is Auntie Mary and Uncle Shamal.
This is Mrs. Duke Wade from Carver Road Middle School. I'd like to give a shout out to all of my graduating seniors at Griffin High School. I knew you could do it, and I'm so proud of you. Remember, Mama Wade is always here if you ever need anything.
Hi, this message is for Riley Frail. I want to congratulate my daughter. She's graduating from Wyoming Valley West Senior High School, and I cannot believe how quickly these years have passed. Riley, I am so proud of you. You've taught me things that I never knew about myself. I wish you nothing but the best, and I'm going to have a hard time when you leave me in the fall for college, but you're going to find yourself and go reach for the stars, sweetheart. I love you with my entire heart.
My name is Amy, and I am calling to give a shout out to all the Appalachie High School students.
Oh, yeah.
Appalachie High School is in Winder, Georgia, Barrow County, and they have had just a really rough year because of everything that's happened, and they all made it. So congratulations, guys. Good luck. I know you will do well in your future.
Boy, special shout out there, man. That is Appalachie. Congratulations to everybody that's graduated. That has been some year for you guys. All right, if you want to give a shout out to your kid, once again, that phone number is 404-954-1360. Or you could download the Burt Show app and leave a message right there. All right, Mo, so the question here is, would you work for a friend that has abandoned you?
That is the question. And two guys I know are in this exact situation, and I think it's interesting because I'm not sure what I would do. But these are two best friends, to paint the picture for you, top tier AA friends who did everything together, spent all their time together. Now, this situation that separated them happened 10 years ago, so we're talking about a decade ago. What happened was the details are a little blurry because it was so long ago. But from what I know of the story, one, they went to a concert together. It was a group of people. One friend, friend A, I'll call him friend A, heard that friend B did something that was a little flirtatious and may have crossed the line with the woman that he was dating at that time. They saw the story very differently. The girlfriend had a completely different perspective of what happened, and friend B had a completely different perspective of what happened. So friend A didn't really know whose side to be on at that time, but he ultimately ended up choosing the side of the girl that he was dating. So friend B took that as, I've been your dude all this time, and you don't even trust me, and you think I would do something like that to you. So he pretty much just abandoned him. And then friend A is like, I don't even see how you're abandoning me, because if anything, you did something to me. But that was pretty much the end of their friendship, the end of their relationship. They did not speak for 10 years since then. Now, friend B, the one that did the abandoning, he goes on to become a pretty big deal. He's a semi-celebrity. He's doing really well in life. and he's crushing it.
I'd rather not be called a celebrity at all than a semi-celebrity.
That's probably fair. But he's like, he's the kind of celebrity that you wouldn't, like Kevin Hart said, you wouldn't know his name, but you'd probably be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, like that kind of guy. I think I know him. Sure. He's in that lane. Friend A went on to become a really good chef, and he's also doing really good for life. Now, fast forward these 10 years, Friend A is no longer with the girl that he was with at the time that this situation happened. But that, I think, is just maybe important to if you make this decision today, because she's no longer in the picture. So now Friend B calls Friend A out of nowhere after 10 years of not speaking about absolutely anything and offers him a job. Like, doesn't call to say how you been, any of that. Pretty much just called to say, hey, I hope you've been well. I have an opportunity that I think would be beneficial for both of us. And the opportunity is a banquet that he's having where it's going to be a lot of who is who in the building. And it would be a good opportunity because they need a chef. So he's hiring him. He's trying to hire him for this event as a chef. But Friend A is like, damn, I really could use this job and it pays well and it could put him in a position to network. But at the same time, you flirted with my girlfriend and then abandoned me for a decade. And the first time you called me, it's not to apologize. It's just to offer me a job. So his pride is in the way, even though he feels like it would be a real good opportunity to take the job. And I just wonder, what would y'all do?
Dang, man. This is certainly one of those, look, it's just business. It's not personal things, which has always been a very difficult line for me to straddle. Gosh, how big is the opportunity?
I mean, as a chef, he's doing well, but he could use it. He's not working as consistently as he would like to be today. So it pays well, and again, it's a great networking opportunity because you're gonna be in a building with people who have real money.
Has he kept his side of the street clean during this whole 10-year estrangement?
What you mean?
Like he didn't do anything petty, or the relationship just kind of went down and he's just like, okay, this relationship is over.
No, there was absolutely no communication, nothing eventful that happened within the last decade at all. Just cold turkey, stop talking.
All right, so Friend B, who's like the semi-celebrity, doesn't know another chef. Like, this seems really random and out of the blue that after 10 years, he's reaching out to Friend A to offer him this gig. And I don't know who needs who more in this. Like, if he thought he's trying to do him give him a handout for a job, or if he really needs a good chef and knows his friend can do him a solid. It just seems very odd.
Or is this a way of clearing his conscience?
That's what I think it is. Like, when I heard the situation, to me, it felt like an olive branch, because a lot of times with men, we won't say, yo, I'm sorry. Yeah. It'll just be like, hey, I got a job for you.
Gotcha.
Well, I think it's just an excuse for him to be able to reach out and bring back contact. Because after 10 years, it's sort of like, okay, how do you even restart this friendship if you've been thinking about the situation? Because after 10 years, I mean, I'm sure you've thought about the situation before. Now there's pride involved. And you're wondering, like, are they even going to receive something well if I reach out after 10 years? So I think maybe he saw an opportunity to, you know, give him a job for sure. But at the same time, it gives him a kind of easy excuse to slide back in and be like, hey, I've got something that may be beneficial for you.
My instinct is that I would take the job.
Business over business. Over pride.
Yeah. And then I think through that, the friendship can be mended. But I, especially if he needs this to better his life, if this is sort of a very exclusive chef opportunity, I think I'd put my pride aside, the relationship aside, and I would take him.
Is he still with the girl?
No.
Oh.
No. That's why I said earlier that they broke up a long time ago. Okay. And let's just say it turned out that she did lie about a few things. So it could not have been his friend the entire 10 years that they have not spoke. He might have chose the wrong side.
Good morning, Jordan. You're part of the Burt Show with a strong opinion. What do you got?
Hey, he's not even with that girl anymore. She's not worth him losing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Like, I would just take the gig and keep it moving, man.
I think so.
Put your pride aside, take the job. I agree. I'm on y'all's side with that. I know this man. He's a very, very prideful individual. I don't see him doing it, but I told him I think he should too.
That pride, that ego, though, man, it could be holding him back from like a dream opportunity. And this could even be a stepping stone to something even bigger.
Yeah.
Take that thing, man.
Like they say, it's okay to lose your pride for opportunities. It's not okay to lose opportunities for your pride.
The Burt Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won
won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.